Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Yes, once again, the sound of rock cracking and the post-mortem of the Republican loss is being deciphered and dissected, and we'll talk about that today, but I want to let you know, you've got Doc Holliday here on Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net, and we're glad you're here. We're glad our listeners are trying to find out what's going on. Where do we go from here? That's what we're going to talk about. Where do we go from here? And we got some good things on today's show. We'll talk about what some of the other pundits are saying, but we also got a clip about Obamacare that's on theblaze.com. But I wanted you to hear this because Obamacare has been declared by Speaker of the House John Boehner as the law of the land. It is the law of the land. We wanted to stop it before it left the tracks. It left the train tracks. And it's going to be to America's demise and decline, I'm afraid to tell you, unless it's drastically changed. There's some things that are being looked at, ways to still hold it off and parts of it. And so we're going to talk about that coming up at the middle of the show. So you want to hear that clip from The Blaze. Also, we'll hear from some others and talk about what's going on with all this postmortem election. President Obama's got 4 more years, and we will talk about that as well as at the end of the show. I got this week's, once again, returning to Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week Award. We've haven't had one as we were gearing up for the elections last month, but this week, once again, we'll get this week's Tombstone of the Week Award, and it goes to Karl Rove for some action. So you want to listen to why Karl Rove gets this week's Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week. Now, let's talk about this election real quick. It's over. It's done. It's a done deal, folks. And I don't care if you are miserable. Get over it, because we got work to do as Americans, as freedom-loving Americans, and we have some things to, well, we'll talk about that. So listen to the show before we get right into it. Take a listen to this. That's right. Conservatives have got to get your motor running. We're going to make it happen. It's a tough loss. I mean, a tough loss. But put it behind you. Go out, ride your motorcycle, ride your bicycle, and drive down the road with the windows down, even on a cold day. Let the cold air slap you in the face. We got to sit back and look at things as the pundits are doing their post-mortem mortem dissection, just like a dead body when you have to dissect to see why it died and put it in the morgue. And so I just have to tell you, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, because you've heard 100 different reasons why Romney lost. Now, if Romney had won, you'd hear 100 reasons why Obama lost. But more people voted for Barack Obama than it did Mitt Romney. And conservatives have got a great message, and we have got to put it together and find a candidate that can encapsulate and connect to Americans what we stand for. Now, Ronald Reagan is a good example. We know he was the great communicator, and he took the hardcore conservative principles, and he didn't waver from them. He worked with Congress. I mind you, most time it was a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House. He had a little help from the Republican Senate some of the time. But let me tell you, we have got to make sure that what we're doing is going to be conducive to winning in 2016 and 2014. And all this fretting about, oh, you gotta change your values. We do not need to be a Democrat light. Now get that out of your mind. Everything the Democrats are doing is gonna come crashing down. Not only on them, it's gonna come crashing down on America. Obamacare is a accident waiting to happen when it comes to jobs in America. And it's gonna happen now. I wish we could have derailed it. This administration's going to be held accountable in 2014. And every Democrat that's in the House and the Senate's going to pay a heavy price if we don't get this nation turned around. And I don't think Barack Obama is going to compromise. I hope he does. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong about Obamacare. And it's just the greatest thing since sliced bread. But I'm telling you what. It's not sliced bread. And what we've talked about on this show for the last couple years is not a joke. Obamacare is going to kill jobs, and it's not going to give millions of people more health insurance. It's going to give them a ticket to stand in line. It's not going to work. It's not designed to work. And Obama thinks the liberals will stay in power and they'll go to a single-payer system what they wanted all along. And we're going to talk about that, like I said, about the middle of the show, some ways that at least have been opened up to us through the Supreme Court ruling that may help us help knock out some of the worst parts of Obamacare. So be sure to hang on and listen to that. But first, I want to talk about what some of the pundits are saying about this election. And Rush Limbaugh, one of the... What Rush had to say about it was basically people going to vote for Santa Claus. And we get more people voting for Santa Claus, getting what they can get out of the government. And it's not going to work, folks. You know that. The people who are working hard, some of them are going to stop working. I mean, how many people are going to start moving out of California? We talked about that, I believe, a little bit last week. But California, the voters voted to raise taxes retroactively, mind you, retroactively to the 1st of January of 2012. Here we are at the end, and some folks haven't been holding back and setting aside money, and they're going to get walloped with a tax because the people of California voted to tax everybody that made over $250,000. And hey, where I am, $250,000 is pretty nice. You can do a lot with it. But you know, in California, $250,000, you know, yes, it's a good salary, but it's expensive in California. And now all these people got the overwhelming majority of people who didn't make that are taxing everybody. They're voting taxes, higher taxes on that. It's just like that old cartoon, you know, don't tax you, don't tax me, tax that man behind the tree. Well, the man behind the tree just got taxed in California, and that's everybody who makes over $250,000. If you don't think that's what's coming in America, then you better wake up and smell some double coffee now. Let's see how it works out in California. How many people are going to stay in California? They're going to be leaving California, and they're going to be losing a tax base again. The companies are leaving. And so many businesses are leaving, and the Democrats may have a supermajority control of the House and Senate and the State House of California, and we'll see what happens when Democrats control it all. And we see what happens. Look at Detroit. They've controlled it for over 50 years. You like Detroit? You want to be like Detroit? Well, that's the way we're headed, with absolute control by the Democrats. And if we don't figure out ways to stop that, America will be gone. So let's talk about it. But Rush was saying about people voted for Santa Claus, and it's a fictional character. And people believe you can get something for nothing. And that's, we know it's not right. So what do we do about it? Well, I have some good news for you. We do what we know works. And it goes back to what Ronald Reagan said. Ronald Reagan, and when everything was coming against him and he had the worst recession with more unemployment than we ever did in this past recession. They say this is the worst since the Great Depression. It's awful. It's awful because of some of the decisions Barack Obama and his administration made. But still, they never had an unemployment that Ronald Reagan had to deal with. And that's back when they really counted unemployment. They don't have a record the way the Labor Department does it now. I don't know what all they changed. And it may go down to one here if they keep that socialist in charge of the Labor Department. But let's go back, and I digress. Let me go back and tell you. Well, Ronald Reagan, when he cut taxes, and Mitt Romney had a great plan, a plan that I believe would have got us out of this recession. But it's going to get worse, folks, if President Obama doesn't compromise on some of these things. If he kills the job creators' ability to make more jobs, Obamacare goes in effect. And I look, folks, I'm in the healthcare business, and I'm a dentist, you know. But I know a lot of physicians. And yeah, you know, what you're seeing in the private practice end, where hospitals are buying up medical practices and staffing them. And, you know, nobody wants the headache with all the office work and all the, and now healthcare. And so, you know, the big hospitals and health organizations, they're going to be buying up the doctor's offices and cutting jobs and cutting staff. And putting the doctors on payroll. And it's complete changes coming to the medical profession. You think it's needed? There's needed change. We know some things need to be done. But forced by government policies, you think that's good for free enterprise? You think that's good? What happens when the doctors say, okay, that's it. I'm out here. It's time to retire. I'm not going to put up with this. We're going to lose a lot of good doctors. Now, who are all these people going to go see? That's right. That's why I said Obamacare is nothing more than millions of people getting a ticket to stand in line. And the thing is, if you like your doctor now and you like the way healthcare is going and you go see him and think it needs to be tweaked a little, all right. But what's going to happen when all of a sudden all these people are going to be forced to see your doctor? You're going to stand in line too. So there's a lot of things that's going to be hitting about 2014. Hey, the taxes are hitting January 1st, 2013. And it's going to hit a lot of folks that make under $250,000. It's going to hit people who need medical devices. And it's going to hit a lot of people really hard. And what's going to happen? People are going to be laid off. Jobs are going to get more scarce. I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong. But I'm telling you what's probably going to happen. So that's why I want to lead up to this talk about Obamacare. And this is from the Blaze. We got somebody from the Cato Institute that's going to tell us about exactly a plan that some Republicans are thinking about to help knock out some of the dreadful part of Obamacare. So if your state has a health care exchange or it doesn't have a health care exchange, you need to listen to this and see what's going on. I'm going to play it in just a minute. Before I do, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's www.webtalkradio.net. We're talking about what's going on and where do we go from here after the election. And one thing about Obamacare is coming up, and I'm going to let you listen to this clip right now.
The election of Barack Obama has all but sealed the fate of Obamacare. Yep, we're pretty much stuck with a 2,400-page monstrosity that nobody read that hijacks the private health care system in favor of government bureaucrats. And here's the worst part. Obamacare doesn't fully kick in until 2014, and it's already given us some hidden surprises and costs. Things like higher premiums and care rationing, and it's only going to get a whole lot worse. There are 20 new taxes as a result, and 7 of the 20 of the Obamacare taxes directly hit people making under $250,000 a year. You know, the non-super rich, evil fat capitalists. So much for not raising taxes on the middle class, Mr. President. It's hurting businesses, too. Today, a guy called into a local CBS Las Vegas radio show claiming to have fired 22 of his 114 employees after Obama got reelected. He said he needed to make decisions for his business to survive. Look, whether the guy is making it up or not, I guarantee you, you're going to hear more stories like this on a much bigger scale. And here's the kicker. If it's not enough that government bureaucrats are dictating what kind of care you can receive, the IRS is involved and someone needs to enforce the fines Obamacare imposes, and the administration has, of course, enlisted its friends over at the IRS to do it. The House Republicans are trying to stop another new IRS rule that taxes employers and taxpayers that don't create their own health exchanges that Obamacare calls for. Here to explain the GOP's plan to derail Obamacare is the Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, Michael Cannon. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Andrew?
Well, I've got my copy of the Constitution here. It's a paperback version. Where in the Fourth Amendment does it say that the federal government can order you to turn over your private health care information?
Well, that's one of the threats under Obamacare, under these health insurance exchanges that you were talking about. The law gives insurance companies a huge incentive to avoid and to mistreat and eventually to dump sick people, because it says if this person costs you $400,000 to insure, doesn't matter, you can only charge them $10,000. So, first of all, it creates a race to the bottom because insurance companies are going to be doing everything they can to avoid those costly patients. And then the government says, well, we're going to provide money to the insurance companies to make sure that they don't engage in that race to the bottom. But in order to do that, in order to determine how much of money these insurance companies, quote, need in order to cover sick people, the government's going to be demanding information about just how sick you are. The government's going to be demanding information about patients' illnesses and so forth. That information is going to be flying around between these health insurance exchanges and the health insurance plans. And there are real serious privacy concerns here, which is just one of the reasons why states should refuse to create these health insurance exchanges. That is the most powerful blow that anyone can deal to this law.
Now, how do you like that? Does your state have a health care exchange, insurance exchange? Well, I know it's something that needs to be looked at, because there are ways that this thing, Obamacare, can be slowed down. Now, can it be fully stopped? We don't know. The Supreme Court gave, in its ruling, they approved it, calling it a tax. It did give some ways for states to work around some things that the law wasn't intended to allow. So it's going to be a lot of looking into this. I'm telling you, and you've heard me say it before, Obamacare is a death knell to millions of jobs in America. And it's the worst thing we need right now. We need health care reform. I want health care reform, but not a 2,400-page document that was not one paragraph, not one page, not one single solitary word was allowed to be written by a Republican. It's not bipartisanship. Now everybody in the media is crying bipartisanship. Get this fiscal cliff out of the way that's coming. And yet, where were they when Republicans weren't allowed to put one word in a health care law? And now it's the law of the land, and there's no way to stop it, it seems like. Well, that's, I wanted you to think about that and think about the jobs that you may lose your own job if your employer is mandated to do this health care. And employers getting fined. It's unbelievable. And then those of religious convictions. We saw in stores like Hobby Lobby and big companies that have employees, and they said they would shut down and before they would be forced to go against their religious wishes and having measures of abortion that are mandated to be put in their insurance. So, a lot of things to look at, and this is what I say. Republicans, they may change, but me and the conservative movement, we stay strong on our core principle values. Ronald Reagan showed us how to do it, and everybody go, oh my goodness, we don't have enough you know, there's just not enough white voters anymore. Oh, that is such a foolish statement. Look, core principles work. I don't care if you're white or black or yellow or green or purple and pink polka dotted. Conservative values work. They've been proven time and time again. We've got to communicate and communicate effectively. And I think with the reelection of Barack Obama, we've got something we've never had before. And I know the wounds of the African-American community. I've worked and still work with many African-American pastors and African-American political leaders. And there's a wound there in the black community. And even when Barack Obama got elected president, it wasn't healed because of so many African-Americans felt like the Tea Party and others were nothing more than a racist group that wanted to keep Barack Obama from being reelected. And they energized him all the more, not to look at the issues, but let's get this man reelected to prove he's better than what they're saying. Well, he got reelected. Now, let's look at core values. And again, the fact that Barack Obama got reelected, let me make this clear. I hadn't heard anybody say it. You're going to hear it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and spread the word and tell people about this show, because I'm telling you, there is an opportunity in the black community we've never had before, because the reelection of Barack Obama confirmed that he was accepted by all of America, not once, but twice. So now, maybe for the first time ever in this land called America, we can have real talk about real issues and the core principles of what will work. And I understand that. I know. I remember speaking with the late, great
Dr. Benjamin Hooks when he was in Memphis some. And Barack Obama talked about sitting in his apartment and overlooking the Mississippi River from his high-rise apartment there on the bluffs of the Mississippi River in Memphis, Tennessee. And Barack Obama sat there and overlooked it. And I sat in that same place where Barack Obama did. And Dr. Hooks is where he spent most of his time living in that apartment. Had a little place where he could look over and see the river from his desk area. And I'm telling you that he told me how important it was when he was appointed by President Nixon, being the first African-American on the Federal Communications Commission. And he said how important it was that he knew he had to do the best job, because if he didn't do the best job he could, it wouldn't open doors for others to follow him. And in the black community, that's so important when you break open doors and get new positions. So getting Barack Obama reelected was so important for the African-American community. And I understand that from what Dr. Hooks told me. And it was so important. And that so a lot of folks didn't look at the record as far as I'm concerned. But now it's over. He's reelected. Now's the time. Maybe the first time in the history of this country that we can talk about what is really the best principle, core principles for America. There is an opportunity, a window of opportunity, and conservatives, the liberal media will tell you to forget it and be Democrat lights. That will not get you anywhere. They'll just ante up. If you try to go right where the Democrats are, they'll move further to the left and we'll be in communism and socialism before you know it. We're heading that direction. So stick to the core principles, and let's go to the African-American community, the Latino community, and let's make sure they understand and the core principles. If what we want is economic freedom for everyone, that includes the African-American families, the Latino families, that includes everybody, that women and Asian. I don't care if you are an American citizen. You can make it in America with economic freedom, with core conservative principles. We can all thrive and help those. The more we have economic freedom, the more we can help those in need. The more our economic engines are churning, the more America will be able to stand up and help the world. But we cannot put sand in the engines of America by going into socialism and communistic ideas. It is wrong, and it won't get us anywhere. And now I'm saying we must stick to our principles and communicate, and we may hear those who have always opposed us start listening for the first time because Barack Obama was reelected. It's like, now we'll listen. This is an opportunity. I intend to make use of this window of opportunity. I hope you will too. And together, we'll make some headway that nobody's been able to make before, because the historic principles, the historic re-election of Barack Obama had not taken place. All right? You may not believe it, but you heard it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And it'd do you good to help spread the news and tell people to listen to this and see where I'm wrong. If you don't, if you think I'm completely out of my gourd, then go to radio@teaparty.ms, and you can email me and tell me what's on your mind. Tell me where I'm wrong. But let me go ahead and tell you about this week's Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week Award. And who does it go to? You remember on the first of the show, I said it's going to go to Karl Rove. You think, why? Because this is the man to help raise $300 million. And Senator Schumer from New York made fun of him, saying, wow, if he's a CEO and lost $300 million like he just did, he'd be fired. Well, Karl Rove is not my favorite. He's a smart man. But the other night, on election night, and I can understand where he's coming from, but he got upset when Fox News called Ohio for Barack Obama. And just, you know, of course, that ended the election when they called Ohio. And he said, it's too soon. And he argued with it. And Karl Rove gets this week's Tombstone of the Week Award for trying to hang on to something that was inevitable. He knew. I mean, of all people, Karl Rove knows which counties are reliably Democratic. And he should have let it go. It was hoping against any hope to think that Mitt Romney would pull a lot of votes out of large Democratic counties. So, I do have to say Mitt Romney's defeat is not a feather in the hat for Karl Rove. The thing he did is help raise $300 million and help divert some of those funds. But he was trying to get Senate seats and the presidency. And he failed miserably because the Republicans, like I talked about last week's show, he had a chance. The Republicans, even some crazy people were thinking he might even get close to getting a filibuster-proof Senate. We couldn't even get one seat. We lost two seats. The Republicans, conservatives, lost two seats after $300 million raised by Karl Rove. And, of course, he used that for the Senate seats and trying to win the White House. And they said, don't, you know, let's go wishy-washy. Don't get on those hard core conservative values. Let's just be mediocre Mitt. And that's why I didn't support him before he got the nomination. But once he did, like many others, I went all out for Mitt Romney because I love my country and I didn't want to see us go through what we're about to go through. It's going to be some rough sledding here, folks. So hang on to your britches. And Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics will once again keep you updated on some things you may have never heard before. And you won't hear things here you won't ever hear anywhere else. And I'll sum it up today. We gave you what some of the pundits have said. We gave Karl Rove this week's Tombstone of the Week Award and gotten it back in line. And you heard what the health care law and Speaker of the House Boehner said, Obamacare is now law of the land. It's it. We can't get rid of it. So how do you try to chop it up? Can you kill the head of a snake? Well, that's what our clip was talking about from the Cato Institute. We had
that clip that just said what the Republicans are looking at to try to deny the IRS the power to enforce laws where there's no health care exchange in place. And there's some reasons why, and it's up to us to work hard not to sabotage this administration. I believe they're going to pretty much hang themselves. Their policies aren't working. We know that. And so much of America bought the line, hook, line and sinker, and their policies are not going to work. And we will see. And Doc Holliday, right here, listen to the show. We'll keep you informed. And that's why I want to tell you that I'm glad you're listening to us. We took a big lick last week in the election, but I do want to say that I'm glad you're listening, and we are going to grow, and you're going to hear things you won't hear anywhere else right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I'm glad you're listening to us. And together, we're going to take the core conservative principles like Ronald Reagan did, and somehow, some way, we are going to save America. Keep listening. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.